Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Legacy Cannabis Duluth opened the first state-licensed adult-use dispensary today. Lead consultant Josh Wilkins-Simon says their microbusiness is selling cannabis flower grown by the White Earth Nation.
We really are kind of blazing trails, and to have a small Minnesota business be able to purchase cannabis grown by a small sovereign nation in Minnesota, just a really, really cool thing. And yeah, it's a great partnership.
Wilkins-Simon says they also look forward to working with the state-licensed cannabis growers in the future. His goal is to provide a large selection of high-quality, safe cannabis products to the Duluth area community. Tim Walz has announced a re-election campaign seeking a third term as Minnesota's governor. Walz laid out some of his priorities in a campaign video this morning.
Crack down on fraud and protect our tax dollars. Help working-class families get affordable health care instead of kicking them off it. Invest in improving our public schools instead of defunding them. Get serious about gun violence and where we protect our rights and freedoms, no matter what you look like or who you love.
If reelected, Walz would be the first governor to serve 3 4-year terms. Republican challengers include Maple Grove Representative Kristen Robbins, Scott Jensen, Kendall Qualls, Philip Parrish, and Brad Kohler. And the Twins are celebrating a 7-0 win over the Yankees last night at Target Field. Twins starting pitcher Simeon Woods-Richardson allowed 2 hits over 6 scoreless innings and struck out 11 batters. Zebby Matthews starts Game 2 of the series tonight. Airplane mode for schools to support phone-free learning is the focus of a Minnesota company, The Commons. Co-founder Julia Gustafson says they want to help students develop a better agency over their cell phone use through a trust-based system.
It's grounded in this being a public health issue. This isn't really just a school issue. Students today, they're losing over a month of learning time due to cell phone use during the school day.
To learn more about the app, listen to Minnesota News Network's newest Minnesota Matters on Friday. In other headlines, motorcyclists should be on the lookout for deer on Minnesota roads this fall. State motorcycle safety specialist Jay Bach says we've had some recent crashes involving deer.
When we get to the fall, deer start moving. Hunting season's in November, mating season, that sort of stuff. It gets a lot more active then, but that doesn't mean there isn't any activity now. And I think that deer in general is something a motorcyclist always needs to be aware of.
He says September is becoming a dangerous month for motorcycle crashes with warm temps the past several years. A 25-year-old Cloquet man faces multiple charges in connection with a string of mail thefts across Carlton County. The suspect, Chase Christian, was taken into custody after allegedly attempting to cash a stolen check. Investigators say Christian is linked to at least 14 victims in the Carlton, Renshaw, Esco, and Cloquet areas. And the MDA has released the latest round of food recalls. One Frozen is recalling certain lots of Good & Gather Southwest-style burrito bowl blend. SheTag is recalling several lots of deep-branded frozen vegetable and fruit products. More info can be found on the U.S. FDA website. This is MNN.